Blog Talk Radio.
Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party a radio show. You see, the Greeks pulled $9 million out of the banks today. And when the other nine go, the country collapses. Wait till that's us, huh? What are you going to do? You're going to go to the bank and say, I want my money, and they say you can't have it. The government put a freeze on it. Yeah, you better start getting it out now. You know what? Don't take silver or gold because it's hard to sleep on the mattress. Stick to the bills. I don't know what kind of bills, man, I tell you. God help us if we go into another depression. This country would never be able to handle it like our ancestors did. You get guys jumping out of windows when they lose a lotto ticket. Well, we've got a new show that we're testing out. We're doing a pilot. It's called The Meddlesomes, and you're getting the first treat. So let me introduce you to The Meddlesomes.
Welcome to The Meddlesomes Show with Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
We're welcoming you today because this is our brand new show, and we're just opening it up, and we've just moved into a brand new neighborhood. And let us kick off our show, and then we'll tell you the issues of the day.
Because you've got personality, walk with personality, talk with personality, smile with personality, charm with personality, love with personality, and plus you got a great big heart. So over and over, well, I'll be a fool for you.
Wasn't that a tremendous opening? We the Meddlesomes, have now moved into Meddlesome, New York. A little bedroom community for people 25 and older. And it's really wonderful. We had to leave our other community because we were getting a lot of death threats. But now that we're here, we're starting afresh. and we want to just get involved with this community like we got involved in the other one. And right now, Star, honey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm reading the association bylaws. And what do they say? Well, they say that the next-door neighbor, his American flag is 1 centimeter over the required height. So we'll bring that up at the next meeting, won't we, Star? Oh, I can't wait. We love to be part of the community. We love to mingle. We're the meddlesomes. Who's at the door, dear? It looks like one of those veterans from the foreign wars, you know, the ones that sell the poppies. Well, see what he wants. Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know if you care to donate to the veterans of foreign wars.
He wants a donation, Daryl.
Well, what kind of donation does he want, dear?
How much do you want?
Well, anything you care to give, ma'am.
He says anything we care to give. Well, give him 15 cents and ask him to sign our petition to have all the crosses removed from the cemeteries. Would you sign? Hello? Hello? Daryl, do you remember last week when that man was walking his dog in front of our house and he didn't have a pooper scooper and we turned him in? And we read Clause 23 of the town ordinance, and they put his dog to death?
Yes, dear.
Well, he's back. He's on our front lawn with a goddamn elephant.
Call a sheriff, dear. Call a sheriff. He must be a Republican. He's one of those terrorists. He's probably a veteran. He's one of those terrorists that Janet Napolitano warned us about.
This is Daryl here, and I hope you're enjoying our show. We put it all together just for you. We're the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
And we're now going to get dressed, and we're going to go to Town Hall, and we're going to get the Ten Commandments removed from the building. So let's give you our theme, because we're the Meddlesomes.
Because you've got personality, walk with personality, talk with personality, smile with personality, charm with personality, love with personality, and plus you got a great big heart. So over and over, well, I'll be a fool for you, over and over. What more?
Hi, this is Star Meddlesome. Daryl and I are going out today. We were supposed to leave early this morning and get the petition signed to legalize marijuana, but this little girl opened up a lemonade stand across the street and we had to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to take her away. You'd think they would be quicker when we call. Yes, they took her away because she's only about 5 years old and this is a 25 and older community. So they put her outside the gate because we're a gated community. And we don't want anybody inside our gate that doesn't belong here. So Daryl and I are going out now. Oh, they fined that little girl $85,000. That'll straighten them out. Can't have people getting out of hand. They have to obey the law. And there's not enough laws in this country. I want a law with every congressman's name on it. Well, Daryl and I are going out now. We're gonna do some community service. We're going to get our petition signed today to legalize marijuana. Yes, and Daryl and I, we're from the hippie generation. We were free lovers and free thinkers, and we used to do a lot of weed, as they called it back then. And but now we're too old to do that. So I just take the Marinol, and Daryl, he takes marijuana in suppository form. You ought to see him inhale. You would think his lungs were in his ass.
Oh, right next to his brains. Well, we're going to go out. Everybody loves to legalize marijuana. If we're successful in passing marijuana legislation, then there won't have to be any drug-free zones in front of the schools anymore. The kids can do the drugs right in the classroom. Yes. And I also, Daryl and I are working on a book, How to Raise Children According to the State. I'm going to break for a little theme song now, and then we'll discuss what's going on in this country and how we can get involved.
'Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality. Smile with personality. Charm with personality. Love with personality. And plus you got a pressing heart. So over and over. Well, I'll be a fool for you. Over and over. What more?
Did you like that? Did you like Daryl and Star? Unbelievable. Let's see what we're going to do here. Oh, we got some photos that went out today. It's Rambama. There's three Navy SEALs and coming up out of the water with their guns pointed and led by Obama. And that's the new movie that's coming out, Rambama. I don't know if it's Rambo or Bimbo. Oh, here's Mr. Notfit. Meet Mr. Notfit, Notfit to command, President Obama in history. Everybody's upset because he's rewriting history, with inserting himself with people that he didn't know, like presidents. And so I have a picture of Obama, and right next to him I have a picture of Adolf Hitler. And I'm not saying he's Adolf Hitler. I'm not, like the communists did to Bush. I'm just saying the only difference between a Nazi and a communist is the uniform. Then I have a picture of Joseph Stalin, and it says, "Da, Obama is my kind of guy. You see after the election. See you after the election, then talk to Vladimir." Then I have Mao Zedong when he was a young Nehoma Obama. Then I have a pile of bones and skulls from the killing fields in Cambodia. And I got a picture of Pol Pot and a little statement that says, "Communism wiped out 25% of Cambodia. Everybody had a job to do. Cambodia was the big domino after the Demo Camos gave Nam to the communists and blamed Nixon." Here they went, starting with Kennedy and Johnson. They sucked us into a terrible war, and there's 58,000 guys on the wall. And guys that came back mentally destroyed, guys with tin kneecaps, guys with all kinds of diseases, Agent Orange, and the Demo Camos did all that, and then when they couldn't take it anymore, Lyndon Johnson said, "I'm going to run. I'm not going to run for another term, but I'm going to run." So the communists went to Nixon and said, "Get us off the hook." 2 seconds after Nixon started negotiating withdrawal, they blamed the entire war on Nixon. No wonder he broke into their headquarters. He should have planted some listening devices. Could have got the, what was that guy's name? His wife was dating all of everybody. He was the lawyer for Nixon. John something or other. His wife, everybody couldn't wait to see her come into the courtroom to start the bidding. Demo Camos get you into war and leave you on the battlefield to die, a promising to never run again, and they're going to do it again in Afghanistan. Who's running now in Afghanistan? The Demo Camos, 2,000 dead Americans under Obama, not counting SEAL Team 6. You know how many under Bush? Bush, the warmonger, 461. Tell us the SEAL Team story, not the ones who got Bin Laden, but the ones you lost and covered up. Then I have Dr. Strangelove Soros. And he's got, under him is the caption, "Obama is my boy. Boy, come here, boy." And then I have a picture of Ahmadinejad with his arms around Hugo Chavez, who's got a big Shiite eating grin on his face. And then a picture of Obama that must have been inserted, because I don't believe that he was in that photo. And it's entitled "The Vulture, Ahmadinejad; The Capon, Hugo Chavez; and The Mockery Bird, Why Do We Protect Terrorists?" Then I have a picture of Neville Chamberlain waving the pact with Hitler in front of microphones with the British people. He had just come back from Berlin and he made a deal with Hitler. But it's got Obama's head on it. And the caption underneath says, "I have a paper here from the jihadis. Only kidding, it's my birth certificate." Then I have the famous picture of Sarkozy laughing at Obama, who's bowing to King Khalid of Saudi Arabia. And Obama's halfway down to the floor. And the caption underneath says, "Sorry, Massa, I dropped the payoff." The next picture is a nice-looking red, looks like a, like, oh, it's a Chevy Malibu SS. And on the back of it is a propeller. You know, one of those propellers that's killing all the American Eagles? Gas at 17 cents a gallon. You will never see it. Here, take a ride in my Obama-mobile. 1, 2, 3, push. Then there's a picture of a woman who just voted in Iraq. She's in a burqa, and she's holding up her purple finger. And she says, "This is for you, Obama. I give you purple finger for election fraud, the USA. Coming up a la the Spaniards." And then here's a picture of Nancy Pelosi, and she's sitting at the Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad. And the caption underneath says, "Kill as many Americans, Iraqis, Syrians, and Lebanese as you please. My party will support you. I love the new Iranian copper lugs on the IED. We kill babies in the USA up until they are delivered. We stop the delivery and sever the head, just like you. We call it choice. You call it jihad." Then there's one with Bashar al-Assad and Senator Bill Nelson, the astronaut with two S's. And Bashar is holding up one hand like he's gripping air. And it says, "I hear they call you Bill Bayonetta, the baby's Nelson. When you hold them by the neck, can you sever the spinal cord before they scream? How big is the garage pail at the end of the day?" The garbage pail, I'm sorry. "I love your party of death. Libya was a smart diversion to protect me. That is why Damascus is headquarters for the DNC. That's the Democamo National Committee, or a dilatation and curettage, a fancy name for baby killing." And then here's one that will disgust every American. It's Bill Ayers in an alleyway, standing on an American flag that's crumpled up. And the caption underneath says, "Next term, we will get rid of this rag and that lousy tune also. Nobody divides and conquers like the DNC. When we get finished, we'll have dogs fighting cats. Our three biggest enemies are patriotism, spirituality, and morality. They have always been America's strength, but no more. Kids have not been taught these values in the communist state-run family rehab schools. Kids don't even know what the flag stands for." And then my last picture is a Marine on his knees presenting a folded flag that is given when a fellow Marine dies at a funeral. And he's not giving it to the widow. He's giving it to a young boy who looks about 6 years old. He's dressed in a suit and a tie, and he's got a short haircut, and he's holding back the tears. But I'm not. And underneath that I put, "Wrong. Freedom lives in the great spirit of America. Paid for with the blood of heroes. that will pass on to a greater generation. All we have to do is sweep the field in November. Get rid of the commies, vote for the Romneys. And if you need a quorum, add Santorum. And I have three websites, www.mediacrapmatters.us and www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com and www.captainsblog.us. On YouTube, we have 911 Danny Boy. On YouTube, we have SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. And on YouTube, we have Flag Burners of Record. We broadcast daily on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a book called Take Me to the Beach, Spirit of America Party. I know it's on Amazon, and you can get it from the printing company, Trafford. And it's a great book to take to the beach. It'll give you chuckles, and you'll be ready for the election in November to throw out this imposter. So let me squiggle back, and we will give you another tune. Anything else happening? Yeah, they're having a big brouhaha at Georgetown University. Apparently it's riddled with communists. And some of them are Jesuits. Let me find you a nice tune. Here's one. This is when girls were girls. Thank you.
like that? Give me the simple life. Now a cottage, small, is all I'm after. If it's downtown Manhattan, it'll cost you $4,000 a month. Unbelievable. How can we live today? How can we live today? And the government takes too much money. I talked yesterday about a couple I know with three kids, and they're bringing home $77,000, and they're having trouble making ends meet. So in order to bring home $77,000, they got to be making $100,000, and the government's taking $30,000. And then, yippee, it, once a year you're going to get $3,000 to $5,000 back. Yeah, this is worse than being subdued by the mafia. The mafia would give you more vig on your money. It is really absolutely disgusting. And you know what? These senators and the congressmen, they have no idea what it means to be poor. They'll tell you. The best one was John Edwards. John Edwards, he's bilked more people than P.T. Barnum, who said there's a sucker born every minute, right? Yeah. And never give a sucker an even break. He almost had one rich widow coughing up $50 million that was going to go into his campaign, the old campaign fund. Man, I'll tell you, God has a place in hell for guys like John Edwards. And if you know the Bible story about the millstone around the neck, John has got a big one coming. So, I was thinking about, you know, every time a politician lies, what they ought to do is they can't lie. There should be a certain potion we give them, and they can't lie. All they can do is sing a Nelson Eddy song. Like, Senator Edwards, are you the biggest disgrace in the history of the world? Senator Schumer, is it true that you said abortion is settled law and you voted to burn the flag and you vote to kill of kids a full term? Congressman Anthony Weiner, is it true that you're the most moral man in Congress? Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, is it true that when you ran for re-election with Bush running for president for the second term, you promised Bush that you promised the people of Louisiana that you would support Bush, and you got elected? And is it true that you went to Georgetown University and gave a speech, and even though you voted to kill kids, full-term kids, and you also voted to burn the flag? Is that true also? Senator Carl Levin, is it true that you were on the Military Intelligence Committee and you voted to burn the flag and to kill kids and you didn't know what was happening? You voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11 and you were on the Intelligence Committee. How do you feel about that?
Oh, this is a long, 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 long
okay, we can go on all day and all night. We did a half-hour show today. I wanted to get you to Meddlesome's, and hopefully we'll meet tomorrow, maybe when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. Have a nice night.